Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. As a youth, Edsel Colvin said he gained an education by hanging out in the back room of his father's candy store in Curry County, Oregon. In 1921, when Colvin was 8 years old, Frank Colvin bought the store, the Gold Beach Confectionery. Besides candy, the store offered newspapers, cosmetics, tobacco, ice cream, guns and ammunition, and root beer. But no real beer. Prohibition was in full swing. The back room had tables for pool, billiards, and cards. Colvin spent more of his time there, soaking up tall tales and colorful language from the old-timers who gathered by a big wood stove to pass the winter hours. The men also held tobacco-spitting contests, trying to hit a small hole in the top of the stove from 5 feet away, usually producing a loud hiss and a lot of steam. When construction started on the Rogue River Bridge in 1930, the confectionery became a popular hangout for the workers, who also spent off-time hours sport fishing. Soon there was a high demand for fishing tackle. The store quickly adapted and became the F.D. Colvin Sporting Goods. The building burned down when Highway 101 was widened in the 1940s. Today's episode of As It was written by Valerie Ng, edited by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.